One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You mentioned earlier on about recruitment being obviously a key part of it, of his job at Final, because of the fact he loses key players all the time. You also touched upon developing players. Now, we've seen the fruits of Liverpool's academy really come to the fore this season, so that feels like it's going to be a big part of his role at Liverpool as well. You know, harnessing the talents of like Jadon Dans, Conor Bradley, Joel Quansah, Bobby Clark, the list goes on, and he's clearly quite adept at doing so.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, he's had to be. And it's something that he has in common with Ruben Amorim, actually. You know, they're both at clubs, Slot and Amorim, where the academy is sacrosanct. You can't not bring up players through the academy. And it's not just a financial thing. It is a financial thing as well, obviously, because as we said with Feyenoord and Sporting, they're not the richest clubs in their division. They have clubs with bigger budgets above them that they have to try and outmaneuver and outthink. But obviously, in terms of creating a collective philosophy, it's something that can be to your advantage. Feyenoord's Academy is never given the props, as I said, that Ajax's has, but the amount of players it has produced for the Netherlands national team is absolutely unbelievable. It's incredible. Like, loads of them have been through the Feyenoord Academy. And I think that's really important. Now, I guess the way this season has gone for Liverpool, especially with that bit around sort of January, February, March, it's a huge advantage, actually, to whoever takes it on. Because however this season ends, a lot of the work for the successor has been done. This is not David Moyes taking over Manchester United, because firstly, he's presuming it's going to be Slot inheriting a team that's in pretty good nick, even if it needs a bit of fine tuning. You've got a rebuild at least half done already. You've got new management in place that are going to support him, with Michael Edwards, who knows the place, and Richard Hughes, who's brilliant at his job and has been for like 10 years. So Slot can just get on with coaching the team. And then you look at these players who, like you've mentioned, you know, Conor Bradley, Jadon Dans, etc., who have had 6 months that they wouldn't have expected at the start of the season. So 6 months more to bed in and really hit next season running like their first team players already, because they are first team players already. And that makes an enormous difference. And yeah, whoever gets the job, this last 6 months as for Liverpool, even if it's been difficult at times, it is enormously advantageous to the person following on from Klopp.
Yeah, certainly is. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, if you look at Liverpool's squad now, and obviously, you know, we're ahead of the summer at this point, so who knows how this will look come August time. But as it stands right now, are there any players you can sort of pick out in that squad that might be particularly standing to benefit from Slot's methods? And can you sort of individually, like Darwin Nunez, I know he's got a Mexican striker at the minute, fine, or he seems to be flourishing. Is there anyone you can look at and go, I reckon Arne Slot will really get the best out of him? Not to say Klopp hasn't done, but is there anyone in mind?
Well, it does feel that Darwin needs a bit of help. Like, everyone knows the abilities in there, and everyone knows that he can score goals because he's proven it at Champions League level before. But in terms of being a consistent finisher, you know, the work that Slot has done with Santi Jimenez is amazing, really. He's turned him into a really, really valuable asset. If he can do that with Darwin, I can't put into words how valuable that will be to Liverpool. You know, if you could guarantee 25 a season from Darwin, you're away. You know, it's solved a lot of Liverpool's issues. Not that they have that many, but, you know, it would be a massive thing. And, you know, to have that person who scores 25, 30 goals has not been the case this season. So that would maybe make a difference, especially with, if you're looking at the title race next season, that's a problem that Arsenal will be looking to address. And if they fall short, they'll probably look at that bit either side of Christmas where the goals weren't exactly flowing. And maybe they haven't got that natural number nine in inverted commas. I think Conor Bradley as well. I think Trent Alexander-Arnold, it'd be really interesting to see how he uses him and how they'll maybe fit Bradley and TAA into the same team if they're both fit. And, you know, maybe they will fit them into the same team. Obviously, there have been some hints towards that in terms of how Trent has been used for England. But really, it feels like the midfield is the area that is going to get the most work, and it should, because to me, as I say, as an outsider, it's remarkable to me how good the results have been for Liverpool, given the degree of surgery that was done on that midfield, which was overdue, but still, you know, losing, what, four or five midfielders and bringing another four or five in, that's kind of unprecedented for a European club of that level, that's often in the back end of the Champions League and challenging for the title. Mm-hmm. So I think to say that the rebuild has started is clear, but also to get Liverpool as good as they can be, there's still quite a lot of work to do. And I think that's what makes next season so interesting.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really fascinating summer coming up as well. I think you're absolutely spot on. And on that exact note, before we wrap up, I just got to ask you, if there's anyone you'd sort of suggest, because how often do we see a manager linked? It was the same with Ruben Amorim, and that you're immediately linked with three or four of the players that you currently owns. It was Gonçalo Inácio, Diamande at Sporting, of course. Now, it's more the Eredivisie, it's more final. Is there anyone in that league that you'd look at and go, tell you what, it'd be prime to come over to the Premier League and join Liverpool, and it would really suit Slot and stuff like that?
For me, the obvious one would be Lucio Gotuda. I think he's a terrific defender. He can do right back. He could do centre back. Maybe eventually you could develop him into that sort of Fabinho type holding midfielder. I don't know. But if I looked at the Liverpool squad and thought, where are they looking for the most reinforcement? I would think in central defence straight away. And Gotuda has been really good to propel himself in double quick time into the Netherlands team. Obviously, Van Dijk will know him quite well as well. So that's the obvious one to me. Obviously, there are other people who would say Santi Jimenez, for example, and I don't think that would be a bad signing by any stretch of the imagination. But for me, Gatuida is the one who could go all the way to the top, and okay. I'd be really interested to see how he got on at Liverpool.
Well, I've got you on that note. Johan Bakayoko, Mo Salah replacement?
Look, he's really good. I can't ever foresee the point where he scores as many goals as okay. Mo Salah. He more feels like a complementary piece. You know, if we were talking about an NBA team, he would be your second or third superstar, I think. I love Bakayoko. I think he's brilliant. And he's really started clicking for Belgium. I think he's going to prove a real source of goals for Romelu Lukaku as time goes by. He already has, but I think even more so. And really enjoy watching him. But I think you're right to underline the fact that when Liverpool being Liverpool go out and replace Mo Salah, it won't be by going out and, you know, signing Kylian Mbappe or whatever. It won't be, we already know where Mbappe's going, but you get my point. It won't be about going out and getting another superstar. It will be going out and getting someone with the potential to become a superstar. Now, with that said, about I can't imagine Bakayoko turning up and scoring that many goals, I couldn't imagine Mo Salah scoring the amount of Premier League goals he has. So, you know, I think you've got to be honest about this. You know, it felt like the way he was playing at Roma, it was unclear whether it was a good run or whether that was really him. Now, as it turns out, it's really him. And he's been absolutely phenomenal for them and, you know, a great bargain. But if we're looking for a wide player who's a goal scorer, maybe Bakayoko isn't the first that would spring to mind, even though I really appreciate him as a player.
Yeah, it was more the fact that, as you mentioned there, I do think if Salah was to leave, if we do live in that world for a moment, it will be that type of signing, someone younger, won't cost anywhere near as the sort of money Kylian Mbappe would cost, for example. Yeah, absolutely. Finally then, said it earlier on, all the vibes, all the mood music is suggesting it will be on the slot. I mentioned earlier on, there's reports saying he's relishing the challenge, he's looking forward to it, he's enthusiastic about it. In your opinion, is he ready for this? Will he be a success at Liverpool? How do you see it?
Yeah, I think he can be a success at Liverpool. And I think because of the sense that there has been that sort of rebuild undergone already, there should be a degree of patience. At least I hope there's a degree of patience with him. I think he's not going to come in with a really dogmatic way of doing things, which I think is asking for trouble as well. I think he's relatively flexible as well, even though he does have his philosophy and his beliefs and, you know, wants to play the game in a certain way. I just feel that what Liverpool are trying to do is managing evolution, not a revolution, not to go to Alan Partridge on it. But I think that's the important thing. You don't really want someone to come in and, you know, turn it all upside down. So there will always be a question until Liverpool start really succeeding under Arne Slot. Oh, has he bitten off a bit more than he can chew? Should they have gone for a bigger name? Well, no, because it's not a Liverpool thing to go for the biggest name. If you're going for the biggest name on the market, you're going for Conte or Mourinho. And either of those would be a mad appointment. And I think, you know, if you ask 10 Liverpool supporters in the street or ask 100 Liverpool supporters in the street, none of them are wanting either of those guys. So I think with that sense of a bit of patience, with that sense of a coach who is really ambitious and knows where he wants to take the team, I think it can really work in time.
That'll do for me. And definitely no to Conte Mourinho, as you say there. All the talk about Mourinho when he's at Craven Cottage at the weekend. I was at Craven Cottage. Doesn't mean I'm going to become the manager either, does it? Anyway, yeah, let's wrap up. You mentioned on the continent a couple of times. Let people know where they can find that, mate.
It's erstwhile part of the Football Ramble, now on its own feed. Just type in On the Continent Pod or OTC Pod on Twitter or Insta, and you'll find it. You can download it in all usual places, out every Thursday. And we have an ask on Friday where you can ask us your burning questions about European football if you want, like this one.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, very much like this one. Yeah. Top Man, make sure you check that out, everybody. I will see and speak to you again very soon. Take it easy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Listen to this ACAST show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.